Welcome to Dungeon Stories, everybody. It's so good to be back. Another week, another game of D&D. So good. Here at the top of the show, we'd like to take a moment to shout out a few of our friends. Our friends being D&D Beyond. I almost did the old Dungeon Story, like from season one. I almost went back in time. D&D Beyond, thank you for allowing us to make our characters and host encounters and being a great digital tool set online for us. Also, thank you to Roll20 for allowing us to use you as our host for our digital D&D sessions. That is fantastic and honestly a wonderful ability to be able to do. It's so nice to have that option to be able to play online like this. It means a lot, so thank you to that. And also thank you to Hero Forge for allowing us to create custom miniatures of our characters. Of course, we're just using tokens of them, but that can also be done through Hero Forge. So check them out. They have a wide array of options for you to design exactly the hero that you are hoping to make. That can be fantasy or sci-fi or Western or modern. Basically, whatever you can think of, you can make it in Hero Forge. So definitely check them out when you are looking to design your own miniature or even just for character reference. Just play around on there. It's a ton of fun. And with that, my name is Norin, and I am your Dungeon Master.
I'm Easton. I'm playing Azel, the monk, human monk.
I'm Jenny, and I'm playing Alondra, the elf paladin.
Yeah, and I'm Michael, and I am playing Aaron, the half-elf, half-dwarf wizard.
All right. So just to recap a little bit of what happened last time, you all finally set off on your journey, leaving Rubbleton, heading to Kabul with your new ally, Finthobaran. You're heading there to continue your investigation. You're hoping that you can intercept the Elfrona sisters, who seem to be kind of heavily involved in this mystery that you've been uncovering of the disappearing children. So, setting off from Rubbleton to Kabul, the days have mostly passed without issues. It's been about 8 days so far that you've been traveling. You were attacked by a very hungry cockatrice. And a giant constrictor snake that had been hunting it. Then you met a family that was leaving Kabul because of the disappearing children. They said they didn't want to risk their kids leaving as well. They did mention that one of the kids had returned, but another had disappeared that same morning, so the family thought it best not to risk it. Then you encountered a group of 5 warriors on horseback, bearing no heraldry or sigils depicting an order to which they might belong. You dispatched the warriors instead of letting them pass, and then rested, continuing your journey the next day. So now, on the 8th day of your journey, after a long rest, you are were walking, and you were ambushed by kobold snipers armed with rocks and slings. So, as you are traveling here, you are walking along a road with walls formed from hills that stand about roughly 15 feet high on either side of you. Currently, you are heading east, so the walls are on the north and south side of you, and they stand about 15 feet high, and they're just hills that form these sort of miniature cliffs here. Up on top of these cliffs, that what would be on the south side here of this risen hill, you can look up and see 3 kobolds revealing themselves from their hiding places amongst the bushes and trees here, and they're shouting at you, "Go away! Go away! We found it first! It's ours! It belongs to us!" And they're slinging these rocks at you out of these slings. You can see ahead of you, towards the east, the road continues on towards Kabul, but you can also see that the road turns south and raises up, kind of taking you up the hill as well. And so currently, from where you're standing, you can't see much beyond the the three kobolds on the edge of the cliff. Here, the hill is just a little bit too high for you to get a good view of what exactly is on top of it. But you can see the road continuing east in the direction you're going, but then also cutting south and heading up the hill to give you a better vantage point of your adversaries here. So let's go ahead and let's start by rolling initiative because these kobolds have already begun. I think a few of you may have been hit by rocks already.
I think I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was.
Oh my man!
But you should have like all your spells and stuff because this is after a long rest. So you should be fresh, other than just a few hit points down.
Oh yeah, you bet.
Let me pull up Finn. That was the one step I forgot in this.
Good old Finn.
Good old Finn.
Good old Finn, dude. Send me some dinner.
We're gonna toast these kobolds, right? That's the plan.
Oh yeah.
Toast. We're gonna eat them.
I think we're going to, but my fireball is.
All right. So Alondra rolled a 14. Why doesn't that stay open? Azel with an 18.
Good job. I think Aaron has the worst initiatives ever.
Yeah, Aaron with a 10. Finn got a 15.
Damn it, Finn.
And then, let me
feels roll. Good, man.
Okay, Monk.
Yeah, here. Dude. Don't worry. Oh, my bad.
Oh, dude,
there's that dot again.
The kobolds rolled pretty well, too.
That's not good.
We might die.
Yeah, Aaron's gonna die before he gets to go.
Did you get hit by?
I did.
One rock, right?
I got hit by a rock. I lost like 25% of my health from a rock.
That's not good.
It is not good.
That's kind of dank.
So Let's begin this battle. Azel, you are up first. So these kobolds up on top of the hill here, they're looking down at you and they're shouting out, "Stay away! Get back!" We were here first. And they're just shouting and throwing rocks down at you.
Cool. Azel's just going to look up and kind of like cover his eyes a little bit. Oh my God. And you'd be like, "We mean you no harm. Like, what is it that you found? We'll try to stay away from it." Wink, wink.
It's none of your business. We're gonna kill you. It's our goddamn treasure.
Azel's gonna look to the group, shrug, and he's gonna. The wall's 15 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can Azel make an attempt to climb up to this point?
Yeah, go ahead. It'll use all your movement without a climbing speed. That'll be half speed to get up there. But go ahead and make an athletics check for me.
13?
Not bad. Again, it's not like sheer. These are the sides of a hill, so you can still kind of like get up it. But so it'll use all 30 feet to get up to the top of it. But go ahead and
put yourself. 40.
Oh, awesome. Well, cool. It'll take 30 to get up there, so you'll have 10 left over. So go ahead and position yourself.
So like right there?
Perfect. All right. So you get up and you're kind of adjacent to one of the kobolds there, looking down at him. He's like under 3 feet tall. Like we're talking like maybe 2 feet, 7 inches. Real scrawny with this leathery, almost scale-like red skin and these like bright yellow eyes. And he is just looking up at you. He's got this tail kind of whipping back and forth, and he's just dressed in like almost like a buckskin tunic.
Hello, friend. He's gonna go. Azel's just gonna go 5, and that's. I'll call it.
Okay.
You didn't attack them?
I used my action to climb.
Well, you use your movement to climb.
Oh, well, okay.
So
then I'm coming up. I'm going to punch this kobold in the back of the head.
Okay.
Take him down.
Yeah, go ahead and make your attack.
Hell yeah. That's a 23 to hit.
That hits.
Hell yeah. And then we're going to do, let's see, 7 points of damage.
Okay.
But I'm going to go ahead and take my bonus action to do another unarmed strike.
Okay, well, your first one here, you just, like, Sparta kick this kobold in the back, and he goes flying, like, across the chasm and, like, smashes into the wall over here and sinks down to the ground. He is certainly taken care of.
Well, I'm not going to use a bonus action then. One punch!
Yeah. As you do that, you are going to trigger a held action from behind you. So,
yeah,
Azel, as you climb the top of this hill, you can see what is back here. So rising up the hill, you can see a statue over here to the southwest on this map. You can see a statue of an imposing humanoid figure. It's missing everything above its shoulders, but even without its neck and head, the statue stands about 7.5 feet tall. Its right arm is extended horizontal out to the side, and it has a snake curling up it, starting at its wrist and coming up toward its shoulder. The figure is also wearing a satchel strung across it, the bag resting on the stone figure's left. The satchel is also carved of stone, and the bag part of the satchel is on the left side of the statue, but you can see that. And then in front of that statue, there are two more kobolds. One of them looks to be a lot beefier than the others, looks to be more well-muscled, and is holding a spear and shield, and looks to be kind of focusing down the road that leads up the hill, expecting you to come up that way and not from up the hill. And when he sees you coming up, he kind of turns and starts, like, yipping at you. Hey, get back! Get back, I say! And he's jabbing his spear kind of in your direction. Standing in front of the statue, so the statue itself is on a base that there's kind of like a stone platform that comes out of the ground in this square shape with a little bit of a staircase. On one of those staircases, probably the stairs lead up about 3 feet. It's not super high up. There is another kobold who is kind of clearly a magic user. He's in robes, and he's got this staff that has all these adornments on it. And as you come up, he turns and lets go a
fireball.
Close.
R.I.P. Azel, dude.
A firebolt.
Gotcha.
That's going to be 18 to hit?
Yep. That hits.
Okay.
Dang.
That's going to be 8 points of fire damage.
Ouchie.
Zooey
Mama, I'm bloodied.
The sorcerer, it seems that the shouting from the other two kobolds there had alerted him to someone's coming, so he turned and readied a firebolt. As you came up and attacked, he let it loose, sending out this beam of flame that kind of strikes into your back.
Whew. Okay. Got me there.
All right. And after your turn, it is the two kobolds' turn. So the regular kobolds. So the one that is on your left is going to come running over, and he's going to attempt to... he's going to pull a dagger on you as he comes running over.
My gosh.
And that's going to be an 18.
Aaron, you'll probably live.
Yeah, I'm going to outlive the moth.
And that's going to be 6 piercing damage.
Oof. Sweet. I'm at Are 1 you... HP.
Oh my god.
This other kobold here, the one remaining one up on top of the hill there looking down at you, is going to slip another rock into his sling and fling it at Alondra. And that's going to be a 7 to hit.
No.
It, like, hits your chainmail and just bounces off. You almost don't even register it.
You guys hear some?
All right. And finally, after those kobolds, is actually the kobold dragon shield. So he is going to...
Oh my god! Azel, it was nice knowing you, pal. Actually, I don't even know. Can we even see what's happening? No, we can't.
He has a speed of 20, so he can get right up to you, Azel.
Sweet.
And he's actually going to attempt to shove you with his shield.
No. Battery low.
Okay.
So make an athletics check for me.
Oh, you're good at those. You're fine.
No, I'm not. That's an 8.
All right. Let me plug in my headset here really quick. And then.
Norrin got tired of this campaign, so he's killing us all.
Well, he's killing the monk. He got tired of the monk's backstory.
Yeah, I got tired of Easton.
Charging battery. That's a perfect reaction.
Okay, so he's going to come running up and just kind of like jump and check you in the back with the shield, and he kind of hits you like in the waist, like the top of your legs, and you lose your balance and you end up toppling back down to the ground.
And I'm unconscious. No words means yes, baby. Ace will be sleeping good.
I'm trying to decide if a shove attack
will deal damage.
Feet. Well, what did you get?
I fell 15 feet.
I guess that's true. Fall. Every 10 feet you fall, so I guess you're right. Regardless, the fall damage would do it.
Yeah.
So that's good. Yeah, that would be 4 points of fall damage as you strike the ground.
Sweet. And I. Oh.
And that registers Azel unconscious as he gets knocked off.
We just watch Azel jump up and then immediately fall
back. Knocked back down.
Yeah, within seconds.
Hey, Azel.
Boom.
Yeah, Azel, you strike the ground, and the kobolds are just going to start like cheering. Yeah, we got him. That's right. It's ours. We fucking told you it's ours.
Big words. Big words.
All right. So after the kobold dragon shield, it's Finn. And Finn, seeing you topple to the ground.
What'd that god of his say?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a different guy he was talking about.
He's like, oh wait, I should have stayed. Shit.
My bad. He's gonna he is going to bend down and cast Cure Wounds on you.
Thank goodness.
Good
MVP.
Job. Good job, Finny boy.
And that's gonna be 8 points of healing that he's going to put back into you.
Oh, my man.
He's going to bend down and he'll say, what exactly are we looking up at? Are we looking at up there? Kicked your ass rather handily, didn't it?
Just a lot of things I didn't expect.
He'll kind of pat you on the cheek. And then he is going to move 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Try and round up the hill that way. So that's Finn. Alondra, it's your turn.
Okay. Oh boy. Alondra is going to cast Bless.
Okay.
All right. That is concentration, correct?
Yeah, that's concentration. So she's just going to mumble to herself and be like, okay, Torrent, you told me to trust you. Here goes. Here's the first step. And so then she's casting Bless, and it's going to go 'cause I needed some help last time. So I'm going to do Bless to Aaron, Azel, and Finn.
Okay. And go ahead and read what that does.
So everyone gets a D4 to attacks and saving throws for a minute.
My man!
All right.
And then she is going to move 5, 10, 15, 20. Is this rock, like, easily reachable, or do I have to climb to get onto this rock?
Which one?
This one.
That's not too big. I mean, you can step it.
Okay, she'll step on here. 25. And then, is it like 10 feet to get up to here? Or is it?
I would say that rock is probably about 3 feet, so it's probably about 12 to get up there.
12. Okay, so I used, I think I said 25. And I don't have enough to go up.
Yeah, okay, because climbing will be double, so.
Yeah, so she's just gonna go right there.
Okay, so you and Finn are about parallel, right at kind of at the lip of the road that leads up that hill there. Okay, and that leaves Aaron. Your turn.
Okay.
You are blessed. Azel is kind of on his stomach on the ground in front of you.
He's not doing well.
Got the wind, knocked,
knocked out of him.
And the wife for a little bit.
Blacked
out.
Okay, all right. Is this, can I see this guy?
I would say no. Currently, he's outside of your field of vision. Just barely.
Man, this is a dangerous game. I just watched Azel get it handed to him. So
he was up there for less than 6 seconds.
Yeah,
that's what's crazy about it.
Hey, Azel got one of them.
That's true.
Yeah, and then
there is one less kobold up there than there was.
I'm one for one right now.
All right, I'm going to go with an oldie. I'm going to cast Silent Image again.
Ooh.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I'll...
Big brain plays.
Three. Narn, you said, could I use like all my movement to get up to the top of this ledge?
Yeah, with a decent athletics check.
Okay. I will try.
Please do.
Oh, God. When the DM says, please do.
Ooh, dirty 20.
Oh,
yes, sir!
Easy. You almost like run up it.
I charge up and I cast Silent Image just right in here.
Okay.
And right, so all of these ones can definitely see it. Hopefully just somewhere where like everyone, all of the bad guys can see it. And I will go with like a... like a dragon, a little like wyvern looking thing.
Okay.
Little like snaky dragon, just kind of right in here. Just
okay.
Brilliant golden scales. And I'll call out, say, you do not know the power that we have. This was a mistake. And just like cast that silent image there.
Agreed. You messed with the wrong monk.
Okay, and that is concentration, correct?
That should be, yes.
Yeah, it should be.
It should be, as long as I'm concentrating.
Okay. Yeah, so you stand up and you make this big show of summoning this dragon, and this gold dragon appears here in this 10-foot cube. And the
And I think they
kobolds.
need to make an intelligence. I think.
Yeah.
If they try and.
Yeah, to trying to do so. Yeah,
Let's see.
we'll once it gets around to their turn, we will handle that. So, anything else on your turn?
No, I think that would use up. That uses up my action. I don't have any other. Yeah, that would use up my action.
Okay,
And
fantastic.
I don't have anything, so that will be it.
Awesome. So
Shoot.
after you is the Kobold Scale Sorcerer. He is going to make a save against your dragon. He'll do it with disadvantage because it is the month of Illusion Moon.
Ooh.
Wow, I rolled two 16s though.
What?
And he does not get a bonus, so it's a straight 16.
Let's see. I'm pretty sure that. Yeah, they just barely saved. Mine's a 15. Dang
Okay.
it. I thought they would be stupid kobolds.
Oh, this one casts spells too. So he's gonna come up and stand here on the corner of the dais here. And he is going to cast a chromatic orb.
Frick. Are you kidding me? You could kill me with this.
And he's going to send out this looks to be lightning.
I don't like that face.
I rolled a
It's
natural
an
20.
I knew it.
Great. So shield can't block that.
Right.
Right? Even.
And the two
No.
paladins are all the way over there.
So wait. Oh, frick. Yeah. Dang it. Are you kidding me?
You don't
Holy
roll a
fuck.
save. Oh shit, you're dead. Insta kill.
What just happened, Norrin?
Oh boy.
What's 16 plus 5? 21.
21.
21.
So doubled.
Oh
Oh no! My man!
Wait, what? Whoa,
Because
whoa,
he
whoa, whoa, whoa.
got a nat 20.
Yeah, so wait, how much?
So I think 42.
Yeah.
That's double
Oh.
what you got, right? That's.
That's an insta kill.
Well, it has to. How much do you have currently?
Wait. How much? Wait, okay. How much did you do
We
again?
died!
42.
No.
And it needs to do
Aaron.
what? Three times my max health
Well,
to kill
it
me?
has to. It has to take you to zero and then do your max health.
Okay, so 13. It takes off 13.
So that leaves 29. What's your max health?
16.
When he said he was done, he
Dude.
meant it. Oh my
Did you just
gosh.
kill Aaron?
He killed me. He kill-killed you. That wasn't just a kill, that was a murder.
That was a murder. Oh my gosh.
Does the official, the Tasha's scribe wizard doesn't do the thing that the UA one did, does it?
It does, but not like till later.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Because what? You need to do double my damage, or how much my total health?
It basically, if the excess damage after knocking you unconscious is equal to or more than your max health.
Oh, shoot,
So it
yeah.
has to take you to zero, and then the leftover if it's more than your max health.
Yeah, so goodbye, Aaron.
Oh my gosh.
You guys finish this battle. I'm gonna I'm gonna write up a character here.
Oh my gosh!
I like how we were just talking in the Discord, like, hey, is that a backup? And I'm like, no, I haven't even thought about a backup yet.
Oh boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, good God.
So yeah, you guys finish this fight. I'll, catch you in a few.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Azel.
I just see Aaron's body tumble.
Basically.
I'm guessing that's what happens.
Yeah, he hits the ground and he is kind of convulsing from the lightning, and he has these lightning scars running up his body. And he's just kind of smoking.
Do I see this?
I would say so, yeah. I think you all do.
This would be triggering for Alondra.
Finn cries out. No! Aaron!
Yeah. Azel will probably do the about the same as he's trying to regain his breath still. Yeah, there. I mean, Azel can tell, like, he's very clearly dead. Right? Or can he not? Like, is there...
Oh my gosh.
Because if Azel doesn't, I don't... I think the actions would differ depending on what Azel...
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's, I guess, I don't know. It's, he's not, it doesn't look like he's breathing.
Okay. Yeah, if it doesn't look like he's breathing, Azel's gonna kind of just like, I don't even know how Azel would fucking react. I think he'd just get really pissed. But he's got 8 health, so he's not going to try to climb again. But he's just going to start 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I can pass through this, right? Since it's friendly.
Yeah.
30, 35, 40. And that's just where Azel's going to go. He's going to start running up the hill.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, after
holy
you.
Holy shit. Holy.
It is the kobold. The kobolds are going to. Oh, I guess the dragon's Tyrion. Not there anymore. Yeah, I guess the dragon's not.
Aaron, dude!
This one's going to come over here, and he's going to throw a rock with the sling at Alondra with the natural 1.
No.
That guy's going to come over there, and he's going to try and sling at Azel.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
For a 17?
It meets it.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Four points of bludgeoning damage.
Hell yeah, brother! Let's take it!
Gosh.
Alright. So, after those kobolds,
oh my god,
the dragon shield.
Oh boy.
Wait. Nothing. This is going to be big if this happens.
Come over there. He doesn't have any ranged attack, so he's going to use his action to dash. And he'll dash right up to you.
Oh, shit.
So the dragon shield is now facing off against Azel. Let me get that prone symbol off of Azel. Okay. So, after the Cobalt Dragon Shield, it's Finn's turn. trying to see if I can get control of Finn's sheet over to Michael so Michael can run Finn for the battle.
If not, that's okay. I'm going to need a moment to put together stuff anyway. So. Either way.
Holy moly.
Let me at least send you the link. I don't know if it'll let you edit it, but I'll send them to you. I'll do them this round, and then we'll come back, and if you look over it and decide that you want to do it, then we can do it that way.
Cool.
But for now, I'll run them this round. So Finn is going to...
Fucking Aaron, dude. Fuck.
Finn is going to run back towards Aaron.
Oh my god.
And as he is running over, he is taking holy symbols out of his pocket. And he is starting to say, "This wasn't in the cards. This wasn't how I saw it." And he's just kind of shouting that as he is running back over to Aaron. He's going to use his action to dash to get over to you, Aaron.
Aaron's body does a little thumbs up. Just kidding.
What happened to the snake?
Snake?
Yeah, the snake we don't know about.
On the arm? Is it a stone snake or is it just like a live
No,
snake?
She's talking about on the book.
Oh!
You guys stopped to look at the snake.
Okay, Alondra, yeah. It's your turn.
Okay, seeing Azel just fall down in spasm to death
Aaron.
With lightning. Aaron. She has like tears welling in her eyes as flashbacks of that night are triggered from this sight, and she kind of like backs herself to the wall, hyperventilating, but then looks to Azel and sees that he's in a shitty condition and there's someone next to him. So she just tries to shake it off, but she's still shaky as she moves 5, 10, 15, 20 behind this dragon guy. And she is going to use her rapier on it, him.
With advantage, since you're now flanking with Azel. You and Azel now have this guy surrounded. You're blocking him on either side.
Okay, that's a 24 to hit.
Yeah, hits.
Yeah, dude. Don't forget the d4. Wait, you didn't bless yourself.
I gave it to Azel.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Well, it's only to hit. It's not for damage. And that's...
It's not for the damage.
That's 7 piercing damage.
All right.
And then she brings out her rapier and jabs the guy again.
Okay, go for it. This is
That's
your offhand
natural
attack?
Natural 20. Yeah.
Natural 20?
Natural 20.
Hell yes.
Yes,
go ahead and roll it.
Okay. That's 8 damage.
Okay. All right. Couple pretty solid hits. You take out your blades and kind of get him once and twice. He's wearing leather armor, and you cut these big gashes in the armor from it. You definitely have drawn his attention.
Good.
Now it is the sorcerer's turn. Sorcerer's going to take a couple steps forward. And they're going to cast Scorching Ray. So they're going to make 3 rays of fire and hurl them at targets within range.
Am I a target in range?
The first one is going to Azel. And that's going to be 12.
Oh.
Second one at Alondra. For a 6.
No.
And the third one at Azel for a 7. So all 3 miss.
Oh,
comes up and takes his staff and goes poof, poof, poof. And he's just shouting, "Get away or I'll do to you what I did to him." And he just shoots off these 3 bursts of flames.
Triggers.
And they go arcing off, just completely missing you guys, like by a wide margin. Like not even close.
Oh, fucking god. Make it stop! Make it stop!
Okay.
Make it stop!
So that is the Scale Sorcerer's turn. Azel, it's your turn.
Okay, yep. Azel's gonna punch the guy right in front of him. He doesn't... I'm gonna go for the unarmed strike.
Okay, yeah. You have advantage D4. And a bonus D4.
Hell yeah, brother. Okay. So that... Oh, I'm pretty sure that's going to hit. Oh, I accidentally added multiple D4s. My bad. I still want to do it just for the overkill. 25 to hit.
Oh, yeah. Hits.
Okay. Sweet. Yeah. Let's see it, brother. That's going to be 8 damage.
Solid.
On the first hit.
He's bloodied now.
Swear in the Gabba. Okay, I'm going to spend a Kai point. And we're going to do a flurry of blows.
Awesome. So 2 more unarmed strikes.
Heck yes. The next one's going to hit 25.
Yep.
And that's for 7 damage.
All right.
And then the second one is going to be 18 to hit, or I have advantage. I'm going to roll it one more time.
Sure. Yeah, see if you get that net 20.
Twenty-two to hit.
I definitely hits for sure. Go ahead and roll damage again.
Solid. And another 8 damage.
Oh, fantastic! This kobold is barely hanging on. You have just like pummeled into it, and you've just like got it in the gut, and then like twice to the face, like once on either cheek, and it is just like almost like pulp, just standing in front of you.
Solid. I love that.
Rough. All right. Anything else?
Azel's just gonna keep the pressure. No, Azel's just gonna keep the pressure. He's gonna stay where he's at.
Okay. This kobold is gonna come forward and try and get you with his dagger. He's got pack tactics, so he'll be at advantage.
Shit.
That's going to be a 23.
Ooh.
It hits.
Oh, Easton.
That's going to be 2 points of piercing damage.
Oh, you're still alive.
Barely. I be choking on my own blood.
That other kobold is going to come up to Alondra. Also with advantage because of pack tactics for 17 to hit, Alondra.
Doesn't hit.
All right.
I think. Hold up, let me check.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to get cocky. Yep, there's a hint.
Okay. Comes up and he stabs into you and just can't quite pierce through the armor. After the regular kobold's turn, it is the dragon shield. And he is... Oh, he's rough. But he's going to turn and take his spear and try and jab it up at you. Alondra for a 15 to hit.
No.
Tell that bitch no! Tell that bitch no!
And then again for a 19, he's got multi-attack.
That one does hit.
Okay. And he's just using it with one hand, so it's going to be 7 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
He kind of like lunges forward the first time and kind of misses and then catches himself on the ground with it and pushes back and then comes the second time and just barely grazes you with it on that one. All right. Next, it's Finn. Michael, did I successfully send you the link to his character sheet?
Oh, do I have to roll check. a concentration check?
Sorry, Michael. Here's what I... yes. Jenny, you do.
It's a d20 and then plus what?
It's a con save is what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one moment. I tried opening it, but...
Okay, that's the 13.
13? Yeah, that's enough. The DC is should be 11 on that one. So Finn rushing over, crying out, "This isn't what I saw in the cards. This isn't how it was supposed to happen." He pulls out his holy symbol, and he takes it, and he's gonna slam it down onto your chest, Aaron.
No.
Okay.
And he is going to. He's going to put it on your chest, and then his little gray rocky hand is going to reach out and kind of cup the side of your cheek and kind of come in the curls of your beard. And he's going to say, "I think I've done enough.
What the heck?
I started to set young Azel on his way.
No!
I've completed your Navum's mission that he had for me.
What?
Your Navum, you know what to do." And he's going to kind of look up. And there's going to be this flash of this, like, yellow and gold light from his holy symbol. And basically this pillar of light streaks down out of the sky and strikes Finn. And there is a rush. Aaron, you feel almost like someone is, like, jump-starting your heart. Your lungs start, like, you start gasping for breath. Your heart starts pulsing. It feels like you've been shocked again, except this time you've been shocked awake. And
oh my gosh,
Finthobaran falls limp on your chest.
What? What is this spell?
Aww.
And Finn is not breathing, laying on top of your chest.
What?
And the only trade-off is you have to speak in a bad Scottish accent now.
Ah, oh, frick! Okay. Alright, so Aaron, I guess, is it like Aaron's turn?
It's Alondra's turn. That was Finn's
turn. Okay. Okay.
What the fuck?
Where am I?
Can I even see that from comeback? Where I am?
I don't think so. You definitely saw the light shoot down and strike in their general direction, but I don't think you know why.
Okay.
Aaron, 15 hit points.
Okay.
Okay, damn. Them moving close to me freaking messed up my thing, but okay. It's okay. She's just gonna swing her rapier back around, with, like, there's tears going down her eyes, but she's, like, super focused and killing all these people. Yeah, she's gonna swing her rapier back at the big, bulky guy.
Okay.
That's a dirty 20.
That will hit.
And that is 10 points of damage.
All right. So you take your rapier, you turn around, and you kind of, like, have to get down to get him, and you kind of skewer him up, and his feet kind of lift up off the ground, and his shield falls off and clatters in the ground and kind of slides down the hill a bit. You have taken care of the dragon shield.
Okay. And then she whips around to the kobold next to her, brings out her sword, and says, "You're next," and swings at
him. All right, go ahead and make an attack.
That's a 21 to hit.
Definitely hits him.
And that is 1 damage.
Okay. He,
you let him know, man.
You say, "You're next," and he goes,
"You're next."
He goes, "Oh, gods!" and ducks down, and you just basically, like, take the tips off of his little horns. And he's, like, patting the top of his head. He's like, "Oh, no, oh, no."
I'd be much more pissed.
All right.
It's okay.
Aaron, you are laying on the ground with a limp Finthobaran on top of you.
Oh my gosh.
You are, you have 1 level of exhaustion.
Oh yeah, I was gonna ask, what's my state? So, how do I?
It should conditions? Be under conditions, yeah.
Yeah, there we go, okay. Exhaustion 1. Okay. Alright, Did I get like a little afterlife moment, or did the last thing I see I just got electrocuted?
I would say that as you slipped away, you essentially, what you saw was there was darkness all around you, and in front of you there was this like greenish blue light kind of in the shape of a doorway, and in front of you there was a line of other souls, kind of all of them walking towards this illuminated doorway, and in front of the doorway there was a basically what looks to be like a table or a desk. And there is a figure with her feet crossed on top of it. She looks tall, and probably you're looking at 6.5-7 feet. She has long flowing black hair that comes down to about her waist, probably. Half of her face, what would be like the right side of her face, is that of a very beautiful looking woman with almost like Egyptian coal style eyeliner, and like a pointed nose, and then the left half of her face looks to be that of a skull. There is just like an empty eye socket and bone, and you can see her mouth kind of widen as the skin falls away from it and reveals just like skeletal teeth and jawline. So half skeleton, half woman, and then she's in this long flowing robe, and she has her feet crossed up on the table. The robe kind of falls open, revealing her chest, which is just rib cage with this like pulsing gold light inside of it. There is a line of souls in front of you leading up to her, and you can kind of vaguely make out who these souls are, you know, like you can tell this is an elf, this is a human, you know, you can kind of make out their shapes and stuff. And the line is leading up to this table and stopping, and she looks to be with her feet crossed up on top of it, kind of kicked back in the chair. She's having a conversation with whoever's in the front of the line, and then as they are sent, she kind of gestures for them to walk through the portal. As they hit that glowing light in that doorway, all of a sudden your eyes open to Finn's face in yours, his hand still kind of in your beard.
Okay. Yeah, so I would
But
check to see Finn, see what his state is. Is he
he is,
dead? Do I?
yes, he is not breathing. There's no heartbeat, no
Okay.
pulse.
Yeah, then I'll stand up just absolutely furious, being able to assume what's happened. And it looks like, okay, so how are my friends looking? How do Azel and Alondra look?
You can probably only see Azel, and even then, not super well.
Oh yeah, that's right. I fell down. Yeah, so I'd probably climb up a little bit.
Okay. Make another athletics check.
Oh, that's right. Not as good. That's an 8.
Eight. Yeah, in well, and then you'll have disadvantage because of your exhaustion as well.
Oh
So.
yeah. So let me see if. Okay. Yeah, so an 8.
Yeah, you can't quite scale it. You are, as much as you want the adrenaline to kind of propel you up it, it just does not seem to be in the cards for you.
Okay, so I can't see anyone then, can I?
You can see like Azel's back.
Okay, well, I don't want to kill Azel, so.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, I mean, everything that I'd need to do would have to be within line of sight, so I don't have, like, if I can't get up and can't see the bad guys, I really can't do anything, so. Yeah, I'll just be frustrated, just like screaming, trying to climb up this dirt hill.
Yeah, you're kind of like clawing at it, and Avaros on your hip is going to say, "Well, I'm quite surprised to see you make your return. I thought for certain you were done for, like I'd predicted."
Prick, bro. Gee, thanks. I almost died.
I try to cast Mind Sliver at the snake.
You're gonna waste one of your.
No, it's a cantrip.
It's a cantrip.
I don't think it does anything. There's no mind for me to latch on.
Oh, burn.
I think he succeeded anyway. He got a 17.
Oh. So there is a mine.
So there is a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance. All right. Well, after you, it is the scale sorcerer.
He's gonna kill me, Weasel.
The hero killer.
He's gonna come here and he's gonna cast another scorching ray. And he's gonna say, "And people call us the dumb ones. Get away from here." And that is a 23 to hit Alondra.
Yeah, that hits.
Yeah, what if we're fighting for nothing? We get up the hill,
Alondra,
Finn's
6
dead,
points of fire damage.
Okay, I'm bloodied.
You
It's
better level up after this.
a 10 against Azel.
No. No shot.
And then a
No shot.
21 against Alondra.
Yeah, that hits.
For 4 points of fire damage.
Okay.
Alright, so that was all three of his scorching rays.
Hazel, you better freaking kill these kobolds.
Hazel, it's your turn.
Both
Both of them! You killed the one in a kick. You got this.
them. Okay. And is this one just like kind of on the same level as me? Or is he like a little farther up?
This one's a little higher up. He's kind of slanted up above you. So like
Can I see? Can I like easily grab at his ankles?
Yeah, well, I would say
So
so.
I wanna run it by you and see what you think. I wanna stylize like I want to grab his ankle and I want to do the move where you
yes!
like, pull, grab it by the ankle and slam it on the ground.
Hulk and Loki.
Okay. Go ahead and make an unarmed strike. We'll see how this plays out.
Sweet. That's a nat one!
Oh my god, he's dead!
You cannot easily grab his ankle.
Bonus action.
Yeah, you cannot easily grab his ankle. You reach out to grab him, and he stomps on your hand. Take 1 point of damage.
No!
Fuck! I'm 1 HP!
You have to kill him!
Norin!
I forgot about that.
Dude, if I die, there's some big things gonna happen. Okay, I'm gonna... That was my action.
Don't we have
that was my action.
From the chef?
I guess.
No, I ate mine.
Yeah.
Dang it.
So you did you have?
Okay, I'm gonna.
Were you at 1 HP?
I'm at 1 HP right now.
Currently, okay. I'm with you. Okay, go ahead. Bonus action.
Okay. Bonus action, unarmed strike, the same kobold.
Okay.
Why not? Oh, I was blessed! Fuck!
That wouldn't have done anything from a nat one, though. I mean, would it?
But that was to hit! That was to hit!
Not
a nat one.
Well, you can get your 1 point of health back. We'll add it to that, but...
So, 19 to hit on the second one?
Oh, yeah. That hits.
Okay, good. Sweet, 7 points of damage.
Splat.
All right. Yeah, with that, you reach out. You reach out, and he stomps in your hand. You kind of shake it in pain a little bit, and then reach back and grab him, and then give him this big, like, over the head slam, and he just cracks like on his back. Go ahead and why don't you earn a style point for that? That's pretty cool. So go ahead and write down a style point as you.
Even though I missed on the first one.
Yeah, you redeemed yourself. That's why it's just one and not two. You crack his back on the dirt behind you. All right. Well, after you, it is their turn.
So
damn it. I thought they just went, dang it.
No, that was the sorcerer who just went.
This remaining kobold is going to attempt to stab Alondra, but is going to miss pretty badly with a 9.
No.
Well, all his friends are dead, so Alondra, it's your turn.
Okay, okay, she is going to whip around with her rapier in, here you go.
Okay, make an attack.
Okay. That's an 18 to hit.
Definitely. Go ahead and roll your damage.
That is 10 damage, and she's just gonna sweep and kind of swing to see if she can, like, just cut off its head straight.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, easy. It comes off so clean. It just kind of, like, you just with this flourish, and then it kind of rolls down the hill behind you here.
Okay. Sweet. And then she's gonna run. 5, 10, 15, 20 to get in front of this guy. Bonus action, swing her sword at him.
Okay, make an attack.
That is an 18 to hit.
Yep.
Okay. I want to ask you this because I don't know. It just says special. But as she swings at it, her eyes are glowing, or like so frustrated, and tears are going down her eyes because. What she saw this sorcerer do, well, he's the only one who's been wielding magic, did to Aaron is going to use charging battery smite.
Charge complete.
Okay.
Which means I expend one spell slot, so my last spell slot, and to deal 2d8 extra radiant damage.
Yeah.
To him. Okay, sweet. So this is how I see Divine Smite happen. So she pulls it out and she hits him, and as it does, kind of torrent colors, flames, glows on her shield. As she like whispers and she's like, "This isn't only for Aaron, but for Respin," and just swings at him. And that's gonna be 2, 6, 14. So 2 piercing damage and 12 radiant damage to the guy.
Fantastic, yeah. Your blade erupts with this like sea blue flame as you come and slash across him. The kobold lets out this roar in pain, and your eyes have this same kind of like rolling blue fire coming off of it, matching your blade. Go ahead and get a style point for that as well.
Yes.
You get a nice good cut in this guy, but he's bloodied by that strike.
Damn it! Only bloody. Okay. That's fine.
All right. Aaron.
Yeah, I'm going to try climbing, because that's the only way I can get line of sight with this guy. So, let's see. Oh, first one's an 18. Please be... Okay, I got an 11.
I'll say 11 is enough. Again, it's not super steep, but 11 will get you up it.
Okay, great. So I am up. How much more movement would I have? How close could I get to this guy?
It's going to take 15 to just get up it, or 30 to get up it, so...
Oh, then that's it.
Yeah, so I think you're what, like right there?
Yeah, so I don't think... Oof. Trying to see if he's even in range of anything that I can do. I think I should be able to.
Yeah, he's not too far.
Yeah, I'd say that's...
He's 35 feet away from you.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Oh, that's you perfect. Haven't seen the ruler?
No.
It's pretty handy.
Yeah, then Aaron is going to cast Magic Missile. And these little, like, they each look like little snakes with, like, their fangs just, like, glaring coming out. Aaron is freaking furious. So, yeah, three magic missiles of these little golden serpents just charging.
Awesome. Yeah, that's fantastic. Aaron, why don't you go ahead and get a style point 2 for that fantastic description?
Okay. That was like the best magic missile I've done so far, too. So that's 10 points of damage.
How much?
10 points of lightning damage. I switch it to lightning because I can do that.
Yeah.
I'm giving this guy a taste of his medicine.
Yeah, fantastic. You send out these snakes that come launching at him, and they strike and burst into these like sparks around him, and he has these kind of matching yours now, Aaron. You probably now have some lightning scars, at least like up your arms and on your chest. You kind of give him some matching ones, kind of arcing along, and he is like woozy, kind of doing like the spin. Just
the Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. He's definitely like ready for a fatality. Just kind of spinning.
Oh, he's
woozy.
Not dead yet?
He is just like so barely hanging on.
Dang it. Okay. Well, close. Come on, Azel. All
right.
Well,
it is
his turn.
The
in the name of your friend.
I'm 1 HP, dude.
The sorcerer's
don't
turn.
Don't hope for much.
He's going to hold out his hand and cast poison spray at you, Alondra.
What the fuck?
He's gonna use his metamagic to do heightened spell, though. Spend 3 sorcery points to give you disadvantage on your save against the spell. So you have to make a con save at disadvantage.
Con save at disadvantage?
Yikes.
Fuck.
Man, I thought he was on death's door, Alondra.
I am on death's door.
Well, I thought he was. That's why I
he
cast
is too.
Five?
That is a fail. 12 points of poison damage.
She's down.
You kidding me?
This is going pretty well.
And then Bless, I'm guessing Bless just...
Bless is...
Doesn't cut it.
Alright, and with that, he's going to go 5, and run.
Fucking
bitch. Oh boy, better run, dude.
Azel, it's your turn. You see this cloud of smoke swell around Alondra's head. She starts coughing and choking, and then kind of like falls to her knees and lands on the ground like unconscious.
Yeah, because I don't think Azel has seen Aaron get up, so he is assuming that
you can kind of see him now barely, but
I probably screamed when I sent off my magic missile, so
So,
but you don't see
first thing I'm going to do. Fuck! Why do you gotta remind me like that? Okay. So, we're gonna go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And as he's passing, he's just going to mumble under his breath, like, I'll come back for you. 35, 40. And then for the rest of the way, I'm going to use a Ki point to do Step of the Wind.
Okay, yeah, bonus action dash.
Yeah, and it's just to close the gap, but I'm entering his range.
Well, you can kill him.
Yeah.
If you don't, I will.
Aaron, you watch as... Yeah. Azel takes off sprinting, and then all of a sudden he just like speeds up even more, and he's moving like inhumanly fast.
Yeah, and then I think I'm gonna use another Arnon strike. We're within the 5-foot range.
Okay, yeah.
So the first one, oh my god. Good lord, man. It's a 10 to hit.
That is a miss.
Yep, I'm gonna take the bonus action to do another unarmed.
So you used your bonus action to dash.
Ah, shit! You're right! Okay. Well, I didn't kill him.
You
he
come,
killed me, though.
Like, dead sprint, and you kind of leap into this, like, flying sidekick, and just, like, miss and land and kind of stumble on your feet. All right. Uh-oh. Alondra, make a death saving throw.
Already? You skipped Aaron.
Aaron's after you.
Yeah, my initiative is slow.
Oh,
Finn, shit. Alondra, Aaron.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that is a 9.
That is one fail.
Okay.
Okay, Aaron.
Yeah, let's see. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I'm just like charging right up here, and I am going to let loose my last spell slot to cast Magic Missile again.
Okay.
If possible, stronger than the last time.
Okay.
Looks like that is 8 points of damage. 8 points of lightning damage.
I appreciate the lightning damage. Just enough petty.
I have that ability to change my spells to change their damage, and I am definitely hitting this guy with the exact same thing he hit.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. So you, once again, you let out this roar, and these beams come arcing out around you, and they just pelt this guy. And he drops, kind of convulsing and twitching, much in the way that you were. His like red scaled leathery body is coated in these like lightning scars, just kind of arcing out around him. And he's just kind of convulsing there. Okay. So until we get Alondra stabilized or otherwise, we'll stay in the initiative order. So Azel, it's your turn.
God damn it. Okay. Dude, I don't even know what I would do. So 5. He's gonna, as soon as he sees that kobold fall, he's gonna go 5, 10, 15, 20. He's gonna rush up. And can I make a medicine check to see, or I don't even know what kind of check it would be. Like, I just want to see what I can do to, like, help stabilize her. Because I don't have anything on hand, I don't think.
Well, I mean, describe to me in what way you would be, how would you stabilize
CPR.
Her with what you have? What would you do?
Dude.
Get a style point.
Dude. I don't know, man!
If you could punch fire, I'm sure you could do something.
Punch poison? Okay, I'm gonna punch poison.
What?
No, I'm not. Dude, I can't think of anything. She got poison sprayed, like...
I mean, she's been stabbed a couple times and is bleeding out. Like, it's not like the poison was the only thing that has hurt her. Like, she's got visible wounds that she's bleeding from.
Okay, then I'll try to start bandaging, like, what I can. Like, taking my own, like, athletic tape off my hands and, like, trying to apply it to her wounds.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll buy that. Go ahead and make a medicine check for me.
Thank God. No. 7.
7 is not enough. So, Alondra, make another death save. Don't roll in that
19.
One. Okay, success.
Oh, thank goodness.
Aaron, your turn.
Yeah, I'll run up. Let's see. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Oh, yes, thank goodness. I can get right there.
Oh, my God.
So what I'll do is, I've got like this pretty nice sash that my mother made around my belt. So I will take it off and use that to cover up some wounds as well.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and make a medicine check for me. You see Azel kind of fumbling. He's got like tears in his eyes. He's trying to like grit his teeth and bear it. He's like this mix of anger and sadness in him. And he's just kind of struggling a bit through those. And meanwhile, as you're trying to figure that out, Avaros, in your head, is yelling the whole time. He's like, leave her. Don't you want to see what it is they were killing you for?
Fucking bitch.
You need to go investigate.
I guess it must have got to me, because I rolled a nat 1.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
God.
All right. Azel, it's your turn.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to keep trying to... bandage the wound.
Okay.
Tears rolling down. I'm shaking. I'm not looking good either. I'm one hell.
Yeah, we got freaking destroyed.
Yeah, we got shit on. In a word, we got shit on.
Make another medicine check.
15?
Ooh.
15 is a success. You are able to stabilize Alondra. Alondra, roll a d4.
Okay. 2.
Okay. So you'll stabilize in 2 hours. You guys aren't aware of that timetable, but without some healing, You'll come conscious with one hit point in 2 hours. But you get the sense that she's stable. She's not bleeding out any longer, and her breath has kind of come back to a steadier rate. Her heartbeat feels a little stronger. She is unconscious but stable, no longer at risk of dying. Finn is still at the base of the hill, and you guys are surrounded by dead kobolds.
Yeah. Azel's probably going to look around and notice that he hasn't seen, Finn at all. So he's going to ask Aaron, where's Finn?
I saw him on the ground, that's all.
On the ground? Was... Okay. Azel's going to, kind of slump up. He... badly bruised and injured and battered, he's gonna start trying to stumble
oh my god
back towards Finn, I guess, because that's like the last, like, I'm assuming Azel knows because he saw Finn run this way.
That was the last place, and there was that big flash of light. There was that big flash of light, and that was, yeah, so you have an idea of where he might be.
Yeah, so Azel's just going to start stumbling towards Thin. Are we still in initiative? Do I need to...
No.
Okay, yeah.
So you make your way down the road, that's where Azel goes. And you come around the little bend, so you come back down to where the road is flat at the base of the hill. You come around the little bend here, and you can see Finn kind of laying on his side... limp, and he's got his hand is clutching an amulet. You can see the cord of the amulet kind of holding out of it, and he is just like limp on the ground in a pile.
Even though Azel hasn't known him for a long time, he's still like really hurt by this, and it's not something that, like, he saw his mother dies, so he knows about death, but it's something different about this death specifically. And so he's gonna grasp onto Finn's hand, crying, and he's gonna try to get the amulet out, not in a thievery way, but just gently, and that way he has something to remind him of Finn.
Yeah. So this amulet is a holy symbol of Yharnavum. So it is an amulet, and it is depicting what looks to be a small, it's probably about a couple inches tall, maybe 3 inches tall and 4 or 5 long wingspan. It looks to be like a raven made out of blue and yellow, stained glass.
Damn it. Well, Azel's just going to have a good cry over Thin's body, clutching the amulet.
Okay. Aaron?
Aaron's gonna go to the one that killed him. I think it's this guy, right?
The sorcerer.
That guy in the far south, right?
Yeah.
Aaron's just gonna walk, grab that body and just drag it over to this shrine so he can, look at both of them.
Okay.
And what he's going to do is he's going to open up his spellbook and start drawing the figure that he saw when he was not in this realm.
Okay. Aaron, why don't you
make
a religion check for me?
Okay.
As you're kind of thinking back on this experience that you had.
Oh, and I'm actually good at that. Oh, but not... Not when I roll a nat one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to say technically disadvantaged because you are exhausted. But yeah, nat.
That's two nat ones in a row. Or actually, not quite two.
But yeah, so a natural one on that.
Yeah. So, anyways.
You just can't. You're not sure. You know, you have experienced a lot, so your mind is not exactly in the state that it needs to be in for analysis of religious history.
That makes sense. Yeah, so I'm just using like my minor illusion cantrip just to like recreate the scene that I saw in my mind, and then I'm just kind of drawing it from scratch as best I can.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and as you draw and kind of relive this experience, Azel, as you reminisce over Finn, that is where we will call this episode of Dungeon Stories finished.
God damn it.
That was a pretty heavy one. That was pretty tough.
That's not what I expected at all.
No, I mean, not really me either. Also, Same. Not really how I expected it to go. Man,
we got clapped.
Yeah, rip Finn.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Party of three again.
Back to basics.
Dude, I can't believe that. That's so sad, my boy. He made me some bomb-ass mushroom caps.
Yeah, he made us such good food. I still have one of his treats, I think.
You can't ever eat it. You have to keep it to
remember. Yeah, no. We gotta...
I was going to say, I'm going to give it to Azel. Azel can have it.
He'll cry.
Yeah, Azel loses shit.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening to Dungeon Stories. That was... Hopefully you enjoyed it. I know that it was a little tense, but hopefully you still had fun listening along with us. So thank you for coming along on that journey with us. If you are watching Dungeon Stories on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe and leave a comment telling us what you think or thought, whose turn it is to go unconscious next, according to you. Go ahead and leave that in a comment below. If you're listening on iTunes, please, if you could give us a rating, the higher and more ratings we get, the higher up on the charts and visibility we get on iTunes. So that's super helpful. Follow us on our socials at Stories Dungeon on Twitter and Instagram, Dungeon Stories on Facebook. If you like podcasts, and especially podcasts that have my voice and Michael's voice coming out of them, check out Goodland on YouTube and all of your favorite pod chasers. And again, everyone, just thank you so much. Thank you for listening to Dungeon Stories. It means the world to us. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.